Internet Talk Radio. Planet Earth, this is TalkZone.com. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks for listening. Today I'm talking with Robin Fleming of La Casa Hermosa and Carrie Baker of Makeup by Carrie, and we're talking about this weekend's Miss USA pageant. Well, we've talked about the swimsuit competition and talked about evening gown. Of course, after evening gown, the top 10 was whittled down to the top 5, and the top 5 were announced in this order: Oklahoma, Michigan, Colorado, Virginia, and Maine. The ladies who did not advance were Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Missouri, and California. So once the top 5 was announced, they went right to the what I call the warm-up question. Now, what I noticed that was a little bit interesting was that they didn't really inform the viewing audience or the audience in the auditorium there that this was kind of the warm-up question. But since I'm so familiar with the Miss USA format, I knew it was a warm-up question. And as they started answering the question, asking the questions, which were really just, you know, an opportunity to give the girls to talk to the MC before their final question, a lot of people, I'm told, viewing at home, and certainly in the audience, I noticed this as well, a lot of people thought that these were the final questions and that they were getting really, really easy final questions. Oklahoma was asked if she had an artistic hobby that she enjoyed. Michigan was asked about how she got to the pageant, and she talked about selling her car. Colorado was asked about being a country girl. Virginia talked about making grilled cheese, and Maine talked about overcoming her fear of flying. So these were really, really interesting easy questions, although interesting, they were easy. And I think everybody was shocked because they were expecting tough questions like last year. I do want to point out for those of you that are, you know, going back to watch the pageant DVD or are online to learn, I do just want to point out that in those introductory questions, if you watch Colorado's response and if you watch Maine's response, you could tell that those girls had practiced those questions and those answers. And if you watch in their answer, you can tell that it's too rehearsed. It's too rehearsed because it's a very even pace. There's no pausing and stopping. There's no vocal intonation or inflection in the answer. And, you know, those kinds of answers, even when you're doing a warm-up, because the judges are looking at you, they're awake, they're thinking. And I think that those answers may have kind of been a little bit disappointing. But then they went on, of course, to the top 5 actual answers. And the first question went to Oklahoma and was asked by Oscar Nunez. And she got, of course, the now infamous question about the Arizona state law and whether or not that law set up racial profiling. And of course, she answered that she supports states' rights. I have to confess, I was really impressed that she knew what states' rights were, because some people don't. And so at least she was aware of the issue, that it's a state rights versus a federal government issue, that she sees both sides of the issue, that she does not support illegal immigration, but she certainly doesn't support racial profiling either. It was interesting to note that those of you who weren't there in the audience, when this question was asked, the audience actually booed. I thought she did a great job answering a difficult question. Robin, what were your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think this is the question everyone knew was going to be asked. People in pageant land were buzzing about it long before the pageant, and she handled it beautifully. I think also, interestingly enough, you and I chatted about it a little bit. Now, this was such a beautiful setup. Here you have the minority talking the minority
right.
question that's totally loaded and guaranteed to get national media attention.
Right.
However, Oklahoma was going to answer that question, and sure enough, she's on national TV this morning at 6 a.m. talking
right.
about her question. So, you know, it's just brilliant. It's brilliant. I am
right.
a big fan of Donald Trump from a business perspective, read all of his books, think the guy has it nailed. How do you get in front of the public? And that was that question for me.
Right. It was clearly a marketing moment. It was exactly the same strategy he used last year when Perez Hilton asked a question about Virginia passing a law relative to gay marriage. the gay individual asking a question about gay marriage, you know, guaranteed, you know, whatever the contestant answers, however she goes, guaranteed to get press coverage the next day. I watched the news last night after I got back home. It was still being covered. It was covered in every single news station on Fox News and CNN, every single show between 6 and 10 that night. So, you know, not only does he get buzz before the pageant with those lingerie photos, which we'll talk about in a minute, but he absolutely got buzz, and they're still covering it on this morning's news show. So there
well,
you go.
You the know next- what I think is funny, too, Valerie, is he's got two girls out there now promoting this pageant. He has
right.
both the winner and the first runner-up.
Right. Exactly.
Two for
exactly.
your money, you know?
Right. So the next question then went to Michigan and was asked by Tara Connor. And she was asked about whether or not health insurance should cover birth control pills, you know, as part of prescription drug coverage. She seemed a little bit confused about whether or not birth control pills were a controlled substance. I think that was a little misspeak on her part. I thought it was really cute that she said, "Hi, Mom," in the middle of her answer and kind of broke the tension about the fact that she seemed to be struggling with her answer. I think at this point, the judges already loved her, already knew they were voting for her. So I don't really think that the answer itself had an impact on her placement. Then the next question was from Johnny Weir, and he asked Colorado whether or not social networking sites should be regulated. She talked about the fact that they're hard to regulate, that we all need to take these kinds of issues in our own hands and really be responsible for ourselves. I thought her content was a little weak, her delivery style a little bit jerky. I wasn't impressed. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't a standout. Carrie, what did you think of Colorado's answer?
Well, she seemed to stumble quite a bit over the answer. I think it looked like she knew what she wanted to say, but I think that pressure just, you know, had a hold of her. And
right.
maybe, you know, she's only 19, and I think that 19 years old was coming out a little bit, because she definitely was not really holding her own the way some of the other young ladies were, as far as just going, you know, saying the answer. You could tell she knew what she wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. And it is hard. You're there in this auditorium full of screaming fans. The camera feels like it's inches from your face. The lights are hot, and you're nervous. And so totally we can understand. But, you know, that's what you have to do as Miss USA, is be able to perform under pressure. The next question was asked by Paula Deen, and she asked Virginia about President Obama's position on whether or not he should hold British Petroleum, BP, responsible for the recent oil spill, and whether or not BP should cover it all costs. I thought she just sat on the fence. She said it was an unfortunate situation. She said they should take responsibility. She said that the United States needed to reduce our dependency on oil as an energy source, with which I totally agree. I didn't think it was a good answer. I thought it was not impressive. I think that she should have talked about that, yes, BP should be held responsible, but not to the impact that they would go broke or go bankrupt, because there would be a huge economic impact to the Gulf Coast if they went bankrupt. The company wouldn't be able to pay off some of the impact of the spill, plus thousands and thousands of people would lose their jobs. So, you know, I thought she was an impressive contestant on the whole. It wasn't the best answer, but again, I don't think it really swayed the minds of the judges. The next question was asked by, of course, Melania Trump. What a surprise that this question was asked in the top five and asked by Melania, with Donald sitting right in the background of her camera shot. And she asked whether or not Maine thought that the glamour shots that were, you know, the lingerie shots, were appropriate. How do they make you feel? And of course, she talked about that she thought they were beautiful, that they were well done, that she thought they were very classy. Interestingly enough, I don't think she really said how they made her feel, but I do think that she answered the question in a way that there was only one way to answer that question and be considered as a possible Miss USA. I thought that that question was very staged. The other girls had questions that were very current events that you could answer one way or the other and really have an opinion on. This question was clearly a plant. It was clearly a plant that Melania would ask it with Donald Trump in the background. And it was clearly a question that you could only answer one way if you were going on to, you know, be Miss USA. I thought Maine did the best with the question, but I thought relative to the other questions, it wasn't great. So let's move on to those pesky lingerie photos oh, what a surprise. They were released a week before the pageant. And of course, you know, we have to remember that the Miss USA pageant is really evolved into what I call an entertainment pageant. There are pageants that are what I call personal development pageants that really are about developing life skills. And certainly you develop life skills to compete effectively in the Miss USA pageant. But the Miss USA pageant is really turning into more of an entertainment pageant. They're all about creating buzz to watch the pageant. They're creating buzz for their website. Many of their contestants and title holders go on to entertainment careers in acting or modeling, television, and film. And so I really think that that's the path that they're taking. And, you know, if that's the path that they're taking, I think they did a great job of executing that. They purposefully took photos that they knew was going to get a lot of buzz. They posted those photos only 7 days before the pageant, so it wouldn't be a cold story by the weekend. That, you know, they drove a lot of people to their website because everybody saw the pictures on the news and wanted to go to the website. You know, there they could learn about the pageant and view it. Those photos were covered right up until pageant weekend. Robin, did you have an opinion about whether or not those photos were a good idea?
Oh, sure. I think everybody has an opinion. One of the things that struck me, first of all, I'm a slow processor, so it took me a while to really digest the direction the pageant took. I feel that for a long time, Miss USA has been a launching pad for all of some of the things that Paula Shugart has said on national television, which is girls wanting to get into TV and film. That's not saying that there aren't doctors and lawyers standing on stage as well. But,
right.
You know, for example, one of the most famous first runner-ups ever was Halle Berry. I competed
right.
with her on the Ohio USA stage. She went on to get an Oscar for a film that definitely showcased her nudity. So when you look at it through that lens, through the television and entertainment lens, these photos are nothing.
Right. We have seen all the major actresses, well, not all, but many, many talented major actresses that we've all seen in movies that we've loved and enjoy do these same kind of photos on the
absolutely.
Cover
absolutely.
Of magazines. Now, that doesn't mean I would like my daughter to do them.
Right.
But
well,
we have to acknowledge what's happening in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, I think that goes back to the whole idea for me was were the girls aware that they had a choice? I'm sure they
right.
had a choice, and I am positive that that choice would not have cost them the crown. You know, articulated, I'm not comfortable wearing this or I'm not comfortable
right.
on the bed. You could have chosen to do something else. But you know what? You'd have to be very self-possessed. You'd have to be very confident in who you are. These photos aren't going to harm any of the girls who are looking to get into entertainment, modeling, public speaking, any of that. If
right.
you are a doctor or a lawyer, well, maybe not a doctor. I think that's Graves and can you afford the medical school. But if you are
a lawyer,
for, yeah,
maybe
a
lawyer. You want to run for public office.
Something where the court of public opinion and you want to appeal to the conservative section of our country. We definitely have conservatives and liberals, and
right.
I think what you're looking at is the entertainment industry is pretty much run by liberals, and we love that because we have fabulous entertainment, but the bulk of people watching pageants or supporting pageants up till now has been a conservative midsection, and so you have to say there was a little dissonance there.
Right, I think it's probably very true that there were girls who competed at their local and state level in conservative states, and this was not what they expected to happen at the national level.
Yes, but having said all that, I think Trump is reinventing this pageant, and he's doing so in his own brilliant way, which is
right.
saying this is going to be the launching pad. You will see Miss USA as an Oscar-winning actress. You will see her gracing the cover of Vogue. He's launching this whole beauty media entertainment thing.
Right.
And he's doing it under this. It may be not articulated. Maybe the directors need to spend more time telling the girls this is a platform for the entertainment world. It's an entertainment
right.
vehicle, like you said.
Right. I think he's established a very clear brand. There can be no confusion about where he's headed with this pageant. And so for contestants who are competing in their local and state competitions, you know, when they go to Miss USA next year, I don't think that they will be surprised, you know, if they're paying attention, that this is something that they're asked to do or that they're asked to be on the cutting edge trend of what the entertainment industry is doing.
Absolutely. And I would also say just one last comment that if any of those girls were looking for a career in entertainment, I mean, in law or other fields of public opinion, do it within the realm of the entertainment industry, and you will be applauded for those photos. if you go on to be an entertainment attorney, whew, you know, fabulous.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's a little bit difficult. And one thing I just want to point out quickly before we close is that the photogenic winner, Alabama, was actually one of the one contestants who did express her concern and had more clothes on than any of the other girls. She had a white shirt on with her bra and panties and really was not, clearly was not, you know, an overly provocative pose. It looked very Brigitte Bardot, but it was not an overly provocative pose. Well, that's it for this week's show. Carrie Baker, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Valerie. It was my pleasure.
And make sure you visit her at carriebaker.com. Just click on the link on the Pageant Talk show page. And Robin of La Casa Hermosa, we always love you being here. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. So thank you for
inviting
me.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember, you can follow me during the week on Facebook and Twitter. Just go ahead and search on my name, Valerie Hayes. And remember, to get advance notice of all my shows, just sign up for my email newsletter at www.valeriehayes.com. Thanks again for listening and making Pageant Talk Radio the number one live Pageant Talk radio show. I'll see you next time. But in the meantime, remember to make today a Pageant Fab Day.
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today. Or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD on your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.